I met some people the other night that were very open, mm-hmm. a couple.
Oh.
My wife and I, and we were discussing how we met,
okay.
you know, as a couple. Mm-hmm. And I told the story of how my wife and I met, which is a very romantic story, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to bore you with it. And she was telling me that they met at a bowling alley. She asked him out. They got together, and 6 months later, he got his fourth DUI, but he's got his license back. He's an alcoholic, and he's no longer drinking. And she also found out later in their relationship that he was addicted to porn. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, and he's also addicted to masturbating.
Oh, wow, that's a hard addiction to get over.
It's just like crack. Once you start, you can't stop. Across our Tokyo home, out of London town to go, go. And the mirror's reflection, I'm a dancing with myself. And when there's no one else inside, I'm in the crowd and lonely night. Well, I wait so long for my love vibration, and I'm dancing with myself. And I'm a firm believer that don't beat it, just to beat it. I'm dancing with myself. When there's nothing to lose and there's nothing to prove, I'm dancing with myself. The thing that bothered me most about this, well, a couple of things. We'd never met these people before, and she was so open about telling us, you know, that he's addicted to all these things. And the thing that bothered me more than that, though, was I had already shaken his hand.
Yeah, you can't. Once you've shaken his hand, you're kind of like, oh, God.
You can't go back.
Yeah, that's like no man's land. That's not a place you want to be.
He's a golfer, though.
Oh, his average got a great stroke.
I see. He likes the Masters.
You know that frost stuff they put on the bushes for Christmas time?
Yeah.
Don't touch it. Don't touch it.
I would like to go back in time and say that I didn't actually shake this guy's hand, but it's too late.
Yeah, that's... What kind of is he, a big guy, a small guy?
He has thick glasses. Does that tell you anything?
I think I've seen that guy at SVU, Victims of
Maybe,
order.
You know, maybe it's true what they say. You know, well, like my dad told me one time when I was little, you better quit that or you go blind. I said, I'm over here, Dad. Yeah.
He
said, "Oh, I thought you were Grandpa."
I don't wear glasses. Well, at least I'm supposed to.
These are fake.